Fighting among government troops, renegade forces, and rebels has been going on periodically throughout the year. This has caused some of the largest displacements seen in North Kivu province for years. Since September, fighting between forces loyal to renegade leader Laurent Nkunda and government troops has intensified, leading to more displacement. UN refugee spokeswoman Jennifer Pagonis says existing camps for internally displaced people are full, forcing the newly displaced to set up in squalid makeshift settlements. To answer this need, she says the UNHCR has built a new camp at Buhimba. She says it can accommodate more than 10,000 people.
People have been living in makeshift settlements where there's been no sanitation, no drinking water. So this is a first step to providing them with just the basics that they need to survive in much better circumstances. First group of 500 people we hope will be finished being moved by the end of today, and then we'll start moving 7,000 people from another congested site.
Those 7,000 people have been living in a makeshift site in Lac Vert, west of Goma. Despite a current lull in the fighting, Pagonis says displaced people are continuing to arrive at sites around Goma. In the last 10 days, she says more than 500 families have arrived. She calls this a small portion of the overall displacement in North Kivu.
Aid agencies estimate that over 370,000 IDPs have been displaced altogether in North Kivu since December 2006, and in the Muganga area alone, that mark has now surpassed 80,000. We fear that there's still people who can't get out or are inaccessible to humanitarian agencies who have got caught or trapped in the fighting.
Pagonis says aid agencies expect more people to arrive in the region. She says the UNHCR is working with local authorities to identify more sites to house the displaced. DRC President Joseph Kabila told reporters on October 17th he was preparing to forcibly disarm renegade leader Nkunda. He said he also planned to forcibly disarm and repatriate Rwandan Hutu fighters who fled to eastern DRC after the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.